You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Packers are 20-27 on the money line. The Vikings are 23-20 and the spread is set at 2.5. The Packers minus 2.5 at 10-11. The Vikings plus 2.5 at 10-11. We talk about this being a quarterback league, Gil, and right now we're not 100% sure who's going to start at quarterback for the Vikings, although we've got more than an inkling that it's going to be Sam Bradford. And they paid a heavy price for Bradford as well, the Minnesota Vikings. He cost the franchise a first round pick in 2017 and a fourth round pick in 2018. And that's before even mentioning the salary. So I suppose it was only going to be a matter of time without Teddy Bridgewater that Bradford stepped into his shoes.
Well, they wouldn't have traded for Bradford had Bridgewater not got hurt. So, you know, it was kind of a domino effect. Bridgewater goes down with the injuries. They end up, you know, having to deal with their backup, Sean Hill. They obviously didn't feel comfortable with Sean Hill. They make this very rash trade for Sam Bradford, who, in essence, Dave, is the Jeff Fisher of professional quarterbacks. He keeps getting contracts for being mediocre. And listen, the Vikings have such a lack of knowledge, it seems, of their own recent history to have made a trade like that, because it essentially doesn't matter who's playing quarterback for the Vikings. You know, their head coach Mike Zimmer made such a big deal this week about keeping that tight, close to the vest. You know, is it going to be Sean Hill or Sam Bradford? He said, listen, there was a leak last week about it, so I don't know if I'm going to mention it this week to prevent that leak. And basically, probably the Packers are sitting there laughing like, we really care who your quarterback is, because we know you're going to give the ball to Adrian Peterson. We know that's your goal. And in fact, the Vikings gave the ball to Peterson, at least on first downs last week, at a historically high percentage rate of the time, a very predictable offense. And it ended up putting Bridgewater in tight situations in the third down. They really did their young quarterback no favors. So now, listen, this is a team that in 2012 made the playoffs again with Christian Ponder as their quarterback. Christian Ponder made 16 starts that year, and the Vikings got to the playoffs. Why? Not because of Ponder, but because Peterson was so dominant on offense. So it doesn't matter if it's Bradford or Hill here. It's just going to be the same Vikings identity. First game in their new stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium. They played 32 seasons indoors. Then they had 2 years of transition outdoors at the University of Minnesota. Now they're back indoors. It's going to be a huge crowd there, big environment, going to be a raucous crowd. And the Vikings are 2.5-point underdogs. Again, not knowing Hill or Bradford, and the public is thinking, oh, I don't know. They don't even know their quarterback. I love the Vikings in this spot. I think the market is begging for Packers money at that number that's below 3. And as we mentioned last week, the Packers have all kinds of trouble on the road. So I like the Vikings in this NFC North matchup.
And being back indoors is a big factor for the Minnesota Vikings. I think I read somewhere, Gil, that they've got the best ever winning percentage indoors. So do you see that as something that is worth hanging your hat on this week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that, you know, that's one of those historical stats. You're right, that is the case. Their winning percentage indoors tops in NFL history. It's a 6-15 winning percentage. That's great. I don't know if that translates to anything moving forward. I don't know if there's any predictive quality to that. But listen, this is a team that last year was 14-3 against the spread. The Vikings were 14-3 against the spread. There's only been one instance when a team has bested the market by a better rate, and that was the 2004 Chargers that were 13-2-2 against the spread. But you have to go back 11 years prior to get that team. Last week, Vikings managed to do it again. How did they do it? The Titans said, we're going to stop Adrian Peterson. They did. Sean Hill, you'll have to beat us. He didn't, but the Vikings defense came through with two defensive touchdowns. And look, you're not going to expect the Vikings to score every week, especially not against a guy like Aaron Rodgers. But the Vikings held their opponents last year to 20 or fewer points in 12 games last season. That's the recipe. Great defensive play, Adrian Peterson on offense. They turn around last week. Not only do they hold the Titans to less than 20 points, but they get the two scores. So that's their recipe. That's their identity. And as we mentioned last week, the Packers were outgained on the road last year by 58 yards per game on the road. Last week against Jacksonville, they won, but they didn't cover. And they almost, you know, Jacksonville had a chance to win on the last drive. Once again, Green Bay outgained by 54 yards on the road. So you have some sort of patterns with both of these teams that there's no reason to believe won't hold true this coming Sunday night stateside. And Aaron Rodgers last year against the Vikings, they held him below a passer rating of 90. It's sort of a freaky little scale we have here with passer rating, but just trust me, that's not good.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.